And welcome into today's audio cast from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Mike Blakeney reporting. To the rest of the world, he's known as the ruggedly handsome actor who won an Academy Award for a 1968 classic. But to the flying fraternity, Cliff Robertson is a respected pilot, tireless volunteer, and collector of precious warbirds. And on October 29th, he'll be presented with the National Aeronautic Association's Wesley L. McDonald Elder Statesman Award. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Robertson about his life in airplanes and about the search for his friend Steve Fawcett.
First of all, Mr. Robertson, can you tell us how you feel about winning the award?
Well, I don't feel I deserve it, but I accept it with great alacrity.
Now, you've been a pilot most of your life, right?
Yes, the happiest part of my life.
When did you start flying?
Well, actually, when I was 14, I rode my bicycle in the summer 13 miles into a little modest one-strip airport. And worked 8 hours a day, never got paid a penny. But every third or fourth day, they would say, Cliff, go get your cushion. I was short for my age. And I'd get in a little tater cub, the chief pilot, and he would give me 15 glorious minutes, and I would be allowed to fly, except the takeoff and landing. Thought I was the luckiest kid on the block.
When did you get your license?
Many years later, and I was filming in England. And when I wasn't at the studio, I was out at a little aero club called the Fair Oaks Aero Club in Chobham, Surrey. And I had soloed in a Tiger Moth, the Havilland Tiger Moth.
And your flying has been a theme in your career and in your spare time. What's your favorite flying movie of all time?
Well, I've done some, but I guess my favorite goes back to the old Dawn Patrol. It was an old black and white film when I was a little boy, and I thought that was super, and I've seen it since several times, and it's got good legs.
So you're the elder statesman in National Aeronautic Association's eyes. That means you have some words of wisdom for us in terms of how aviation is doing and where aviation is going. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not a sociologist, and I'm not an all-prescient philosopher. I can only guess like everybody else. I heard some disturbing information this morning on television that evidently the FAA predicts in 2020 that there'll be twice as many airplanes in the sky. And that could present a lot of problems as far as commercial aviation.
True. What about for people who just want to fly around the patch? You've seen a lot of technology develop over the years. How are we going to be flying in the future, do you think?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of America has always been very brave when it comes to leading edge of technology or anything else. We have this confidence that we can handle it. I suspect that more people will be flying personal aircraft by then, and I also suspect it'll be safe because I think the FAA will have conquered a lot of the logistical problems that we have today. One of the problems they have now is getting commercial pilots for the airlines. They're running short of them. And that worries me because then you worry that maybe they're not all as qualified as you would.
They certainly are speeding up the process. You can become an airline pilot with 250 hours now.
Yeah, that scares me.
Okay. What's your favorite airplane?
Well, one that I had in Seoul was Spitfire Mark IX, which was a hero of the Battle of Britain.
And did you fly that yourself?
I'll tell you exactly what I told my insurance people. Of course not. Anyway, I've sold it, and I was assured by the fellow who bought, Craig McCall, who's a very fine man. He happens to own, or is the CEO of Nextel, and is a very good pilot himself, and he promised me that once he owned it, that he'd make sure the public would have ready access to seeing it. It's a piece of history that should be remembered always.
Any words of wisdom to those 14-year-old kids riding their bicycles to the neighborhood airport these days? Because they still are there.
You bet. Well, they call us airport rats. And we don't have as many as we, proportionately, as we used to. But we do have a Cliff Robertson work program, which was financed by Doug Ray, a very fine pilot, a World War II vet. And it's a program out in Oshkosh where we have young people, 16 years of age, boys or girls, who apply for the work program in the summer, and in exchange for working, which they get paid for, and board and room, they are given flight instruction. And after about 10 weeks, many of them have soloed, and we have many of them now that are graduates of the Cliff Robertson Work Program, and they some are flying for the military, some in the Air Force Academy, and some commercial airline pilots. So that's been a very happy success.
What's your favorite flying moment? What's the greatest?
Favorite flying moment? I would have to say it's every time I go out and get into my Baron, or my Stomp, which is an open cockpit biplane, a French biplane, or my glider, which is a Grobe Aster two-place glider I keep up in the High Sierras. I got into soaring about 15, 20 years ago, and I'm an absolute advocate of soaring. I think it makes for a better power pilot because you learn a lot more in terms of handling an aircraft without an engine.
Yeah, my son's a glider pilot, and he
Ray,
keeps...
Where does he fly?
He's not flying right now. He's actually in the Canadian military, and he's going to be a military pilot.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'll pass that along to him.
It'll make him a better pilot.
Yeah. Okay, well, I want to thank you for joining me, Mr. Robertson, and congratulations on...
I should have told you I still have a Messerschmitt 108.
Oh, do you?
Which is... I'm prepared to sell it, and as a matter of fact, I'm downsizing because I had at one time seven aircraft. So I'm going to hang on to the Baron unless I can trade it for a Bonanza, anything after 1985, Bonanza straight tail, because it's single engine as opposed to, I don't need twin engine anymore. So I'm prepared to trade my Baron, which is in mint condition, with all the bells and whistles. And I write a column in the Airport Journal. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
No, I haven't seen it, but...
Well, that's a giveaway aviation newspaper you can find in L.A., Dallas, Miami, New York, and Boston. And it's called the Airport Journal. And it's got articles, and I write a column called Cliffhanger. Before I got into movies, I was a journalist and wrote for a daily paper.
Now, Mr. Robertson, you're joining most of the rest of the world in hoping for a successful outcome in Nevada with the search for Steve Fawcett. You know Mr. Fawcett, hey?
Yeah, he's a good pal. I'm hoping and praying every day.
Have you been soaring with him? Like he's...
I have. I've been in his jet. He flew me in his jet with his wife back to Chicago here last year. But I see him all the time at the aviation activities, including Baron Hilton's. And he's a wonderful guy with 115 world records. And it's a tragedy. I just hope that they find him alive and well. If not, I hope he hasn't suffered. He was a wonderful guy.
You've spent some time flying in that area. It's pretty rugged country.
Yeah, very rugged. All we can do is pray and keep on looking.
A Spit Mark 9. We should all have one of those in our hangar. That's actor and aviation nut Cliff Robertson. The world's best website for general aviation news is www.avweb.com. 24/7 updates, news alerts, and general aviation news as it happens. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. This report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Friday, September 21st. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.